My name is Lacey White, and I'm a psychology-based branding strategist. I harness the power of subconscious psychological triggers to create brands that attract your dream clients. You deserve a perfectly aligned brand, and I'm here to make it happen.
Welcome to another episode of the Billion Dollar Brand Podcast. This week, I've got some exciting news for you guys. I know I haven't dropped an episode in a couple of weeks that was intentional. So let me explain. On my last episode, I let you guys know that I was rebranding the podcast from Psychology-Based Branding with Lacey, very wordy, yes, I know, to the Billion Dollar Brand Podcast, which is in line with my brand, the Billion Dollar Brand. So I wanted to streamline everything. And I also have some new coaching programs that I'm integrating and some spiritual modalities that I'm also integrating. So I'm really excited to tell you guys a little bit about that. I have been working really, really hard to bring you guys so much value. Just really dive into servicing my clients at a higher level and adding additional resources and additional services to just take my clients to that next level. So with that, let's get into a little bit about the new services that I'm offering. Okay, so first let's talk about coaching. My coaching container is called the Billionaires Club. So if you're seeking empowerment in life or business, and if you're ready to stop playing yourself and finally step into the best version of you, then the Billionaires Club is for you. The Billionaires Club is a 6-month one-on-one business or life coaching container where I teach practical strategies to level up your life and or business. I use applied psychology principles to really dig deep into who you are and how you're supposed to operate to live your best life, your best existence here on this planet. Everything you need is already within you. You just don't know it yet. It might be that you don't know how to access it. It might be that you're unaware of the power that you have within you to change your life and to change your business. So I help draw out those things within you that were really there all along to equip you with the tools that you need to foster positive outcomes, fulfillment in life, and genuine success. If you're interested in joining the Billionaires Club, I offer a combination of both business and life coaching. If you want just life coaching or just business coaching, that's fine as well. I'm super excited about that because I've been really, really trying to focus on getting the education and applying those strategies that I learned in my coaching programs. And I'm just really, really excited to help people. In my coaching container, I also offer spiritual modalities such as human design readings and letting you know how you should best live based on your human design. I also offer hypnotherapy for clients who may be unaware of some unconscious blockages. We can get to the bottom of that in hypnotherapy, and we can also help to change bad habits into good habits by utilizing hypnotherapy. Now, let me just tell you this. Hypnotherapy is not the woo-woo, mind control, bark like a dog stuff that you see on TV. In real life, hypnotherapy is basically just getting you to a state of subconsciousness. And once you're in that very relaxed and sleep-like state, your subconscious mind is more open to receiving suggestions. These suggestions will not make you hop on one foot and bark like a dog or anything like that. These are subtle suggestions that after you come out of the hypnotherapy session or the subconscious state that you can incorporate moving forward, because your subconscious mind is always working in the background and it influences the decisions that you consciously make. So subconsciously, you have these impulses or habits or a mindset that influences your conscious mind without you knowing it. So what we're looking to do in a hypnotherapy session is to change some of those subconscious thought processes so that you can make better decisions for yourself when you are conscious, if that makes sense. Okay, another spiritual modality that I offer is tarot and oracle card readings. All three of these things, they're not always utilized for every client in a coaching session, but they can be if the client has something that comes up that I think one of these modalities would be able to assist with or help my client work through some things, because a lot of what holds us back is subconscious, and it's those subconscious blockages that need to be removed in order for you to move forward in your business or life. And so these are some of the tools in my toolbox that I'm using to change those patterns, change your life, and get you to really living that billion-dollar life and really having that billion-dollar brand. On today's podcast, I want to give you guys some really, really good meat. I'm not one of those entrepreneurs or coaches that only gives you surface level stuff. I really want to dive in deep with you. I want to do that freely. I don't want to hold back hoping that I'll suck you into hiring me. If you hire me, it's because I'm giving you so much good stuff that you want more. It's not because there's some secret locked box of goodies that you're not going to get unless you hire me. Now, if you do hire me, you're going to get more of what I have to offer, because some of these things I can only do with you one-on-one. I can't do hypnotherapy through a podcast episode or a human design or card reading through a podcast episode. So you do get the benefit of receiving some of those services that I don't necessarily offer on a broad or large scale because they're more individualized. So that's why you'll hire me, to get that individualized support, not because I'm not willing to give out great information and great resources up front. Okay, so today we're going to talk about how to create a funnel and a drip campaign. And because each business is a little bit different, I'm going to be speaking in general, very, very general terms. I'm going to throw out suggestions on a few platforms that you can use for each step, but this is a very simple, high-level overview of the four-step process that I use to create my funnel and drip campaigns and really lock in that business from multiple touch points on a regular basis. Step one is going to be to create your lead magnet graphic. Now, this graphic is likely going to be used either on social media paid ads like Facebook ads or Instagram ads or Google ads. Most of these platforms will require you to upload some sort of like photo for the post or for the advertisement. So you're going to need to create a graphic. The simplest way to do this is to utilize a platform like Canva. And so you can quickly and easily create something that adheres to your brand guidelines and that is appealing, so that when people see it on your advertisement or on your social media post, they think, yes, I want to click that link. The idea is to create something that psychologically engages and attracts your ideal clients so that they click on that link. Once they click on the link, they're going to be taken to your lead capture page. So this is often referred to as a lead magnet or a landing page. So the second step would be to create the lead magnet. Now, we've created the graphic. We haven't posted it anywhere. So we're going to create the graphic first and set that aside. Then step two, we're going to create the landing page. You can create a landing page using all types of different platforms. You can use ClickFunnels. You can use Wix. If you have a Wix site, you can create a hidden page that you can only get to if you have the link for it. And it can be a subpage of your website. You can use an email marketing platform like MailChimp. MailChimp allows you to create lead magnet pages or landing pages to collect interested parties, name, email address, phone number, whatever you set that to. I would recommend making the email and name required fields and then add in a phone number field. So that way, if they want to give you their phone number, then you'll have that. And whoever you obtain a phone number from, you can retarget them with text marketing. So that's a whole different podcast episode, the whole, text marketing deal. But it's always good to have that phone number, because even if you're not ready for text marketing right now, text marketing is here and it's the future, and it gets directly into the hands of your target audience, because who doesn't have their phone in their hand like 24/7? Okay. So after you've created that landing page and you've branded it to match your original image that you created, you'll want to move on to step three, which is to create an email automation. I would recommend creating at least 10 email templates in this automation sequence. You can do this using any email marketing platform. If you're already using an email marketing platform, use that. If you don't have an email marketing platform, I really like MailChimp. I think their email templates look really good. They're very appealing. And I also like the email marketing platform that's integrated into the Wix back office. So that's what I use. For those of you who don't know, I'm a Wix design partner. I have all of my websites for my businesses set up through Wix. For my real estate business, it's Wix. For the Billion Dollar Brand, it's Wix. My website was created through Wix. I do all my email marketing through Wix. Everything is Wix. I would highly recommend that platform because it's all inclusive. You don't have to have a separate platform for booking and a separate platform for invoicing and a separate platform for your blog, separate platform for email marketing. It's all inclusive. So it's really easy and straightforward. But if you're working with another email marketing platform, that's okay too, because every email marketing platform will allow you to create an automation. So at least 10 emails. in your automation sequence. And you'll want to make sure that every single one of those emails includes a few things. You'll need to include value. And you'll want to start with value at the top. That's one of the first things that you want to mention is, why am I reaching out to you? I'm reaching out to you to provide you with something valuable. Value first. And then after you provide value, ask for the business. That can look a few different ways. Want to learn more about XYZ? Click here to schedule a free consult, or click here to get more information on my product. So that's subtle. It's a subtle way of asking for the business and directing them to where they can go to let you know that they're interested in what you're selling. Value first, then offer proposition. Value, offer. So those are the two things that you need to include. If you have a podcast, you can include a link to your podcast. You can include a link to your website or your social media, whatever else you want to add in there, fine. But the two must-haves are going to be value and asking for the business, your offer proposition. One last thing on email automation. I would recommend having one email automatically sent out every 20 to 30 days. If you're doing it in 30-day increments, they'll hear from you 10 times in 10 months. Now, the reason why I say that you want to send them at least 10 emails is because on average, it takes around 10 to 12 touch points before somebody's ready to make a purchase. They need to see you and see what you're offering 10 to 12 times before they're going to be ready to move. So after you're done creating your email automation with your 10 or more email sequence, you're going to want to direct people to your landing page. So when you create your email automation, you're going to select a trigger. And the trigger is going to be when someone signs up through your landing page. So once you start directing people to your landing page and they put their name and email address in and then they click that submit button, that should immediately and automatically prompt your email automation sequence to begin. And your first email should just be like a thank you for reaching out type of email. Thank you for reaching out. And if you're offering something on your landing page, I usually recommend to my clients to offer some sort of freebie. I'll give you an example. I created a free SEO guide. It was in PDF form. When someone clicked on my landing page and they signed up for this free SEO guide, my email automation was set up to immediately send them an email with a link to where they can download that guide. So once they get that email and click the link, it will automatically download that guide for them. And then they have what they signed up for. Now, once they sign up for that and that initial email goes out, that automatically puts them into my 10 sequence automation. So in 30 days from that initial email, they're going to get another email from me with my value and my offer proposition. And that's going to happen 8 more times for the next 8 months in hopes that they'll reach out to me within that 10-month period and say, hey, I want to work with you. Let's get back on track here. You're going to start directing people to your landing page so that you can trigger that sequence. The best way to do that is by utilizing social media. So social media gives you the unique ability to not just post freely and have access to your friends and your general audience, but it also allows you to run ads and to have that appear, have your offer appear in front of people who may not be in your social media network. That's also a really good option so that you can target these people and get these people in your space looking at your content and reaching out to you. So just to recap, most people, your options are posting on social media, having your existing network of friends and followers see that, and running paid ads either through social media or through Google. Now, there are other platforms where you can run paid ads, and there are other social media platforms outside of the big ones where you can also post. One of the social media business networking sites that I really like is Alignable. In my last webinar that I did, I got most of my signups from Alignable, and that platform converted for me at a higher rate than Facebook and Instagram. So I would highly recommend, if you're not on Alignable as a business owner, get on Alignable because you can make a lot of great connections there. Lastly, let's talk about the Facebook hack. Okay. This is a Facebook marketplace hack. So what you'll want to do is you'll want to take your graphic that you created, that you're advertising your freebie, and you'll want to go to Facebook Marketplace and select the option to post a free item. You'll want to select the option to post a free item. Once you select that option, you'll upload your photo, you'll set the price to free, and then I believe there is an option for you to put a link in your description. So what you'll want to do is in the description, say, click the link below to receive the freebie. The link is going to be, guess what? It's going to be the link to your landing page where you're collecting their contact information and their name. That is a high converting hack. So I used that hack when I first started in real estate. What I did was I created a graphic that said free first time home buyer program. And then what I provided was a one pager with about four or five steps of what a first time home buyer needed to do. It included like a credit consultation and a link to a credit restoration specialist who gave free consultations. And it included kind of like the step-by-step process that they need for getting their credit on the right path, or making sure that their credit is sufficient or mortgage ready, securing the pre-approval letter. It included down payment assistance information and just a high level overview of the steps that you take as a first time home buyer to get you into your first home. And what I did is I posted that in the marketplace. I put the link to my landing page. I'm telling you guys, I had 100 people sign up for that freebie within the space of about a week. So it works. Try this hack, try the Facebook Marketplace hack, and message me and let me know how it works for you. And if it's not working for you, message me and let me know that it's not working for you. And let's take a look at what your lead magnet graphic looks like. Let's analyze what you're offering, the verbiage that you're using, and see how we can make this offer psychologically attract the people that you're looking to attract. Okay, so that's all I have for today, but let's review. Four easy steps. One, create your graphic. Two, create your lead magnet landing page. Three, create your email automation sequence. And four, direct people to your landing page, whether that be through paid ads, social media posts, or the Facebook Marketplace hack. And then, as a fifth step, let me know how it worked out for you. All right, guys, that's all I have for today, but I hope that I brought you so much value today. And I'm not kidding when I say reach out to me and let me know how the Facebook Marketplace hack works for you. I want to hear from you guys.
If you've received any value from today's episode, please share it on your social media and tag me. I love connecting with you guys. Need to get branded and don't know where to start? Head over to my website and schedule a free 30-minute consult. Let's chat and see if we're a good fit to work together.